This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
No bail for Luigi Mangione. He's being held in Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition to New York on murder charges. We now know the Penn grad stopped in Philadelphia after the NYPD says he shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare. Let's go live to Penn's campus. Check in with KYW's Tim Jimenez on the latest. Tim?
Yes, Ian, a Penn spokesperson confirms that 26-year-old Luigi Mangione graduated here in 2020, and he left with a bachelor's and master's in engineering. Now, according to Mangione's high school classmate, who was interviewed, his voice was altered for privacy reasons. There was nothing unusual about him.
He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
Police say he was in Philadelphia after fleeing New York after the shooting, but they didn't say where he stopped and how long he was in town before heading to Western Pennsylvania. And it was in an Altoona McDonald's where officials say an employee, actually a customer, recognized him yesterday and then told an employee, and that employee called the cops. Police say they responded, and Mangione was shaking and didn't fully answer when officers asked him if he was in New York City recently. At a news conference last night with law enforcement, Governor Josh Shapiro said people do have the right to be upset with the healthcare industry, but Mangione should not be celebrated as a hero. That's something that people have been doing online. Mangione is now facing gun, forgery, and other charges here in Pennsylvania, Ian, and he'll be extradited to New York at some point to face that murder charge.
Mangione's friends told the New York Times he'd been suffering from a painful back injury and was in regular contact with them until it going dark about 6 months ago.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.